Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey guys, I want to talk to you about Mental Illness Happy Hour. It is a weekly podcast hosted by comedian Paul Gilmartin, consisting of interviews with artists and friends and the occasional doctor. The show is geared towards anyone interested in or affected by depression, addiction, or other mental challenges, which are so prevalent in the creative arts. Psychology Today calls the show remarkable and normalizes what so many others feel but have been too fearful or ashamed to express. That's no good. You gotta express it and you gotta check out this show. You can find all episodes of Mental Illness Happy Hour 1 year and older and ad-free only on Stitcher Premium. Get that Stitcher Premium. Check out this show. Check out our premium content. It's good stuff over there, guys. Go check it out. So go to StitcherPremium.com/mentalpod and use promo code OFFBOOK for a free month of Stitcher Premium.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Beasts of burden, robots and rowboats.
Oh my gosh, I hope we got a rowboat. If you're a rowboat and you're listening to this, hashtag
Offbook Rowboats.
This is Offbook, the improvised musical podcast. That's Zach Reno.
That's Jessica McKenna. That's Scott Passarella on the keys, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
And here we go. We are back, and she back, this time on a different kit. It's producer Dana on the drums. On the drums.
We got engineer Brett. We got
mailman Gary.
Mailman Gary here. Sue, the chief of police.
We don't have those people, but if we did, we'd be happy to have them.
Sue, hit us up. Off book.
Hashtag Sue, chief of police.
What are we doing?
Can you tell it's Friday afternoon?
Oh,
I hope you can. Guys, we did it again. We got another great guest.
Nailing that guest streak.
She's a hilarious improviser and actor. We're excited to have her. She's a pure delight. It's Hillary Ann Matthews.
Wow. Hi, guys. It's so great to be here.
She just came in the door as she was saying that. Threw it open. Wind behind her.
Yeah, like a little curlicue of wind, like put up some like little spring flowers. It was really amazing.
You really 100% nailed the vibe of what's going on here.
Thank you so much. Just trying to match.
What a great mirror to what we do and what we are.
It's been illuminating for me.
Yeah, I feel like, wow, I learned more about myself in that moment than I did during college.
Yeah, and college was long.
Yeah, that's 4 years.
How was your college time?
It was fantastic. I went to a place called Scripps College.
Sure.
Which
the same Scripps is by company that owns Earwolf?
I think it was like an old rich family.
I'm gonna say yes. It's
I think
the same.
They own a lot fish.
There's only a few rich families.
Yeah, there are only a few.
Scripps.
Rockefellers.
Gold havers.
Vanderbilts.
Railroading.
The railroadings.
Yeah.
Oilmen.
Oilmen.
But were you about to give me a little shout out?
I was about to say that my college, Scripps College, is very close to Jess McKenna's home of Mount Baldy, the mountain from whence she hails.
I thought you were going to say it's in the Claremont McKenna Colleges.
No, I instead gave a false fact about where you're from.
But everyone continue to picture me on a mountain. I'm not on a mountain, but it sounds great. And Scripps is all women's college. Yeah.
It's part of a consortium of five colleges total that's co-ed. So it's like, you know, it's like cool. We like got to hang out with boys and stuff.
Tight, super tight.
But when I matriculated there, I was like, I hate this place. I was like, it has beautiful architecture. That's the only reason I'm here. Like small individual class size, whatever. But I was furious when they sent me a tote bag. Because I was like, you would never be able to send a tote bag as a welcome gift to a co-ed student, you know?
Oh, because it was too, like, women go here.
Yeah. Okay. And I hated it. Flash forward four
Well, I can
years.
Tell you, if you went to a co-ed college, you would have gotten a water bottle and or hat.
Well, I would have kept those. Well,
I think I just got a dang sticker. That's like a car sticker.
Yeah. Too bad you got gypped.
Yeah, seriously, what the heck?
We got a bunch of stuff because it was like UC Irvine's 40th year of being a school when we were, oh, well, now people know exactly how long.
Oh, no, you've exposed yourself.
I'm 30 years old.
Your age is out there.
For a second, I felt like I had to keep up the Hollywood charade about caring.
Oh, no.
And I don't at all.
Somebody was about to take to Google immediately and say, University of Irvine 48th year anniversary, and then do the math.
They absolutely weren't, because no one cares.
You know who was doing that? That robot listener.
Yeah, that stalkery robot keeps hitting me up, keeps sliding into my DMs, being like, hey, when are you doing a show in the middle of the ocean? I'm like, never, robot. We wouldn't be able to.
No, I think never say never.
Well, okay, never. Well, find us on Carnival Cruise Lines soon. What was your major?
English.
Cool. So what was the dream of using that major for?
There was not one.
So why were you an English major?
Because sophomore year, Professor Walker said, you should be an English major. And I said, done. I said, thank you. So I don't want to think about it.
Oh, not even because Professor Walker was like tight.
A babe.
Oh, Professor Walker was really cool. She just was like, you're good at this. You should do it. And I was like, great. And then I wrote an entire thesis on Faulkner and how like useful and relevant has that been to my chosen
career
path?
Great, but it will be right now because like tell me, who dat, what he about?
Okay, so William Faulkner was a drunk Southern man.
Good.
And he was preoccupied with time.
Okay.
The passage of time, how we can manipulate it, how it repeats itself.
And what was he known for?
He was known for The Sound and the Fury, a book where a boy who might be gay is obsessed with the fact that somebody has had sex with his sister.
Great.
Whoa!
Now, I say, William, are you about to drink yet another old-fashioned on that veranda?
Oh, what's it to ya?
Well, it's just that it's the middle of the day, William.
You don't have to tell me it's the middle of the day. I know that it's the middle of the day. I know that it's going to be the end of the day because we can't stop time. Listen, William, I know we're all doing our best here in Oxford, Mississippi, but you gotta get with it. Or I say... You'll look back on your life and you wish you would spend more time trying. Instead, here you are, like as you lay dying. I think you'll look back on your life and wish you were trying. Instead of being like you are right now, you're like you were dying.
What do you want here?
That all of us ask, yes, we all ask ourselves, what do we do with our time, our few precious hours on earth, because they pass and they pass and they do not last, and then you die and die.
What do you want here?
I want more time. I'm dying.
Give me a drink. sometimes I like to lay about on my veranda.
Yes, Janessa.
Yes. Yes, I like to lay about here. Would you please call me by my Christian name, Flannery O'Connor?
Sure. You don't like my fun nickname I came up with for you?
I like it just fine. It's just that I want to honor my Christian name.
I knew
name.
Flannery O'Connor takes so long to say instead of Janessa.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I just like, I'm about to pin a bunch of short stories in the Southern Gothic tradition.
I understand, but do you really want to pin them under the name Flannery O'Connor?
I do.
What? Okay, so what's the title that you're working on?
A Good Man Is Hard to Find.
A Good Man Is Hard to Find by Janessa.
Are you saying just the one name, not even a last name to go with it?
Yeah. Whew,
mercy, you're giving me the vapors. Hmm.
Did I hear someone say a good man is hard to find? Well, that's my cue. It's me, Mark Twain. I was just passing through your home and thought I might sit a while and tell you some stories.
Mark Twain.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question, Mr. Twain?
Please.
Because there's been a rumor going around the town that you and Samuel Clements are the same person. And I said to them, no, surely not.
Certainly not.
Mark Twain is a wonderful man who wears a suit and has a beard. And
he's a satirist.
He's a satirist. And Samuel Clements, well, he's a nobody who just looks an awful lot like Mark Twain. I guess my question is, are Samuel Clements and Mark Twain the same? Are Samuel Clements and Mark Twain the same? Are they just one person with two different names? Are Samuel Clements and Mark Twain the same?
Oh, who is Sam Clemens? I've never heard of him.
That's what I've been telling everyone. You're two different people.
Well, you see, Samuel Clemens, he's about 5'9". He wears a suit and has a mustache, it's fine. Samuel Clemens, well, he has fluffy hair.
But now listen to what you're saying, because I'm Mark Twain and I stand 5'9".
Right.
I have a mustache and I have a suit of twine. And I have hair that's fluffy too. That is particular to me, not him.
Are Samuel Clemens and Mark Twain the same?
No!
Are Samuel Clemens and Mark Twain the same?
Preposterous!
Those were different lists of things and I know who's to blame. Gossip! Because they are not the same.
I'm Mark Twain. I write a lot of books. I pass through the town and I get a lot of looks.
Well, Samuel Clemens, he can spin a yarn, but I only see him walk and get looks on the farm.
Samuel Clemens and Mark Twain are not the same.
Samuel Clemens and Mark Twain are not the same.
It's not a man by two different names. It's either one man, Samuel Clemens,
or Mark Twain.
No matter how you look at it, they are not the same. Anyway, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No,
Janessa.
You didn't. We were greeted by the one and only wonderful Mark Twain. Did you call me Janessa again?
I'm sorry, it's just so hard to remember your other name.
No, I mean, maybe you're
just
right.
Say
maybe
it
my
for me one more time.
Flannery O'Connor.
Got it.
Maybe you're right. Maybe my ahead of its time short stories would sell better if they were written by a singular nomenclature, Janessa.
Hmm.
Now, here's the thing, Flannery, if I may
interject. Oh, please, you may. Oh, you may, Mark Twain.
There can be some good things that come along with going by a different name or perhaps an entirely different identity, doubling yourself in some way. I wouldn't know from personal experience.
I think it's also just a branding thing. For example, my full name is Jackson Keats Rowling, but I like to go by J.K. Rowling.
And you, everybody buys hats from J.K. Rowling. You are the best haberdasher in the
J.K. Rowling, haberdasher of the Mississippi area.
Of the
That's
old
right.
Mississippi
of
area.
Of the Delta. Everybody in the Delta get their hats from J.K. Rowling.
That's right. You want a feather in your cap? I can do that.
The name J.K. Rowling is synonymous with Southern tradition.
Southern tradition and feathery hats.
Oh, my J.K., you know I love me a trip to your haberdashery. And I love how everything is so whimsically titled.
Well, yes, I have good titles for all of my hats.
I bought my papa a bowler hat, but you didn't call it a bowler hat. Mm. You called it a Cornelius Fudge.
That's right, I did. And sometimes I call it a tri-corner hat. I call it the hat who lived.
And it did live.
And here's this chef's hat. It's half red. I call it the half red hat.
I myself got a beautiful, shiny specimen that we call the golden stitched. Mm-hmm. It's sewn.
I use golden stitches in it. I just love making hats and names.
Yeah, y'all had hats, and Mark Twain got something that was perfectly stitched. I straight up got a hat who had a human name, Cornelius Fudge.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I had a line of human-named hats.
Yes.
I had a monocle that was called Minerva McMonocle. Wasn't so much a hat as much a piece of glass that you could see through.
JK, I'm sorry. I know that those of us around in the South, we like a bit of theatrics, but I'm sorry. Could you please list all your hats?
Oh, gladly.
And I'm sorry we've already heard a few of them.
Oh, no, there's many more. Here's a nautical beret over which I did toil. I call it the crab and goyle. And here is a big hat. It's very, very slinky. I call it the Dumbledore. And over here, it's not so much a hat as something that covers your window pane. I call it Severus Drapes. And when I made a hat, I called the hat Severus Drapes. And over here is a basilisk. It's a top hat made from snakes. And over here is the Grey Ghost. It's an invisible hat, make no mistake. And over here's the Bloody Baron and nearly headless Nick. It's a hat that's cut in half, and ooh, it is such a trick. And after all of that, it's J.K. Rowling's most magical hat. And sometimes monocles and drapes.
Oh, y'all, I'm so happy you're here, but have any of you seen my beau, William Faulkner? I tell you, a good man is hard to find.
Mm.
And once you find one, you often find him walking off into the Delta with a drink in his hand and not a care for where you are.
Well, I tell you, I actually did see him recently.
Oh, did you?
Drunk as a skunk, sitting down by the railroad tracks, standing on the tracks, staring, looking for, he was waiting for a train that would never come. Abandoned railroad tracks.
I saw him at the abandoned railroad tracks, too. He was holding a stopwatch in his hand, and on his left wrist he had four different watches. He looked quite like the Mad Hatter, so preoccupied.
William, he's so obsessed with the tick and the talk of the ever forward motion of time. Oh, but if only he would just spend more time with me, Janessa. Oh, damn you, JK.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's stuck in my mind so much I'm literally having trouble remembering your other name.
Flannery
O'Connor. Say it again.
Flannery O'Connor. No, Flannery O'Connor. Singular.
Flannery O'Connor.
I am the one and only Flannery O'Connor.
Well, if he is not paying enough attention to you, you surely must put yourself in his field of view at all times. Do not let him shake you like some sort of bad spy.
There you are, Flannery Janessa.
I smelled him before I saw him.
It's me, your beau.
William, why, you smell of whiskey from 5 feet away.
Now, what to tell you? I had to come because I just had a breakthrough of a thought. Quentin, my character in Sound and the Fury, my book, my novel that I'm working on. He's preoccupied, right? Right. He's preoccupied. Did Caddy have sex with that guy?
Now, William, you know I think you are a brilliant mind, but is that a very interesting thing to put a whole book around a brother thinking of his sister laying with a man? It sounds a bit untoward, if I'm being honest.
It sounds like it would absolutely scandalize the town.
Well, and why should it not?
everyone here is so preoccupied in the South with feminine purity.
Not me. I'm trying to give it up to you every night.
Yeah, I'm not ready just yet.
Really? I feel like I should leave the two of you alone for a second. Oh, feels like this is more of a private conversation.
Honestly, can I tell you, JK, you are not the thing that's in the way.
Really?
It's his own preoccupation.
You have such a beautiful woman, Flannery O'Connor, standing right in front of you, and you ignore him to write some sort of book about a man who wants to sleep with his sister, maybe? I'm a little shaky on the details, but that's what I gathered.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people will gather from it. A lot of people.
Just look at what's right in, front of you.
Ugh, she is beautiful.
That's right. And I try to be everything that I know you want, William.
Well, what I want is somebody like my sister.
Weird.
Flannery, can't you see you are not sisterly enough? I am William Faulkner, and this is my thing, this is my thing. Flannery, Flannery, it is not right for you and me to be with each other, for I am not your brother.
And now I will run away, run away, run away, one ray in a hurry. Listen to my feet, listen to my feet, that's my own sound and fury. Now I will run away in a hurry. Listen to, listen to, listen to, listen to my own sound and fury. Cause that's so gross.
Now you've scared her off.
Well, sexuality is complicated, and I'm a complicated man.
Oh, sure, to be sure, but don't you think, just a little bit, don't compare your beau to your sister, because you do not have a sister as far as I know.
I want one.
Well, that's just fine, but in that case, your sister could really have any face, so why not the face of the woman who loves you?
I think I get what you mean. It's all in the play of the scene. And I think that today we could engage in role play. Oh, I could be your brother, my sister, Caddy Compton, and Buckner, and Wendy.
Yes, it's me, Mark Twain.
Well, it's me, Samuel Clemens, and everyone keeps thinking we're the gosh darn damn same person, and it's like my whole memory's gonna about to be damn erased because everyone's gonna say, Samuel Clemens, he's not Samuel Clemens at all. Why, he's just Mark Twain.
I'm so sorry, I'm playing catch up here. I thought I had had too much to drink, and Amira was speaking back
to me. Come over to him right now. I'm the rope that you throw over the side of a boat to measure how long it takes to get from the top of the boat to the bottom of the river.
Oh, you are an actual Mark Twain.
People shout, and you shout, Mark Twain. That's what I am on that rope.
Yeah, that's right. As a riverboat goes down.
I know my namesake. I know that.
People keep saying I'm you, and I'm not you on account of I'm a measuring rope.
Well, I've never seen a measuring rope with such a bushy mustache.
And fluffy hair.
Yeah, why do we all have such bushy mustaches and fluffy hair?
Well, it's the fashion of the time, isn't it? If you can have fluffy hair and a bushy mustache, why would you not?
If you can't have fluffy hair and a bushy mustache, well, what are you doing? If you can't have fluffy hair and a bushy mustache, then what are you doing? You should be getting on your way, yeah, you should be shoo-shooing.
If you can't have hair and a bushy mustache, what are you doing?
Oh, you can have a mustache long and trim, and that's not the kind of mustache I want, cause if you have a mustache, it better be bushy. If it's not, then it better be gone. And
if you have hair, well, I'll be wary. Better be fluffy if I do care. If your hair don't have a little bit of fluff in your hair, well, it ain't enough.
If you don't have a fluffy mustache, then what are you doing?
If you don't have fluffy hair and a bushy mustache, what are you doing?
Yep, that's right. Yeah, I think we're all on the same page about how we all like the way we look. But also, I'm getting real incensed that when I walk through town, people say, "Hey, you get looks when you're on the farm, but you don't get looks when you go through town." And that's because on account of everyone thinks you're just Mark Twain.
Well, I don't have that problem, as I most resemble a pile of rope. So it feels like I will see myself out of this conversation and into the river.
Goodbye, Moody Swain. Sir. Now, Mark Twain, is your Christian given name also Samuel Clemens? Is that what the hillbilly mix-up is? And did you?
Well, yes.
Oh, well, you're Samuel Clemens. Are you my daddy?
No.
Oh, are you sure? Because if I didn't ever know where my daddy was.
I'm not sure. I have sowed a few wild oats in my day with a few young fillies.
Now, do you think that... Can we suppose for one second that one of them wild oats that didn't spring up in that filly of my mother and you did make a baby and you didn't even know it, and it's me, Samuel Clemens, and I went prematurely gray and now we just look like a spitting image of each other?
Well, I suppose that this great America holds a quantity of stories, and that would not be the craziest among them.
Now, Daddy, please don't spin a yarn to get out of being my daddy.
Oh, it's too early to call me your daddy. It's too early to call me your pop. I just opened my brain to the idea that I'm yours, but give me some time to adjust.
You ain't ready for me to call you daddy.
Nope.
You ain't ready at all.
No, sir.
You ain't ready for me to call you daddy. You ain't ready, Paul.
Hey, I see what you did there. Look, son, don't take it personal. It's okay, it's impersonal. I'm just a man just doing my best. Please don't give me a paternity test, because it's a quite big deal to find out that you are a pa. Give me some time and I'll come around in all good.
You're saying you ain't ready.
No.
To call me daddy.
Exactly.
You
and Samuel Clemens discover if they share lineage? What about all of those other people, such as Flannery O'Connors, William Faulkner? Will they be able to amend their marriage? What about J.K. Rowling? Find out when we return to Act 2 of The South Will Write Again!
Very good, Zach!
Thank you.
Zach, wow, so good, Zach.
You hear that? That's a frog. The way I know it's a frog is because Frogs at Night is the name of this audio file. These frogs at night are not what is stopping me from going to sleep. What's stopping me from going to sleep is the fact that I'm out in the woods and not on my Lisa mattress. We've said it before, we'll say it again. Lisa mattresses are the best, and we love them at Offbook. One, because they supported our pod for a long time, but two, because I sleep on it every night. My back has never felt better. It's just a great, great mattress that I truly love very much. And the company is great. They're donating their employees' time to volunteer at local causes. They're planting trees. They're giving away mattresses to shelters. You do yourself a favor and do the world a favor by getting on board with this good, good company that makes good, good mattresses with that good, good foam that makes you feel all kinds of good feelings, pressure relief, cooling, breathability, everything. Everything a foam can do, Lisa has put it in a mattress. Now they're also making pillows, blankets, foundations, and frames. Guys, get on it. It's a Forbes Top 20 startup to watch. Forbes knows what's up, You should too. So try a Lisa mattress in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. It is available in the US, UK, Canada, Germany online, normal Germany, normal online. With free shipping, this 100% American-made mattress ships compressed in a box right to your door. Try it at the Lisa Dream Gallery in Soho, NYC, and Virginia Beach, and over 80 West Elm stores nationwide. And now, for Memorial Day, get $160 off when you go to leesa.com/offbook. You use that code, you let them know that, hey, them supporting Off Book was a good idea, and you get a dope mattress at a dope price. So, hey, stay safe out there in these frog woods, guys.
Welcome back. When we last left a bunch of writers existing in the same time in our world, they were dealing with a variety of social issues in their life, and there's a hat store with some groovy hats. What's gonna happen now? We're gonna find out on The South. We'll write again!
Town ain't been the same since the railroad done closed down.
I agree. Boy, what I used to hear the whistle of a train come through.
Woo-hoo! I'm a train, it seemed to say.
And it would make me think, where could I go?
Anywhere that these tracks lead to.
And now I think, will I ever leave this town?
No. None of us will ever leave this town.
I suppose not. Man, you really scared me.
I know, I'm sorry, because tell I startled y'all.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yes, it were. It's all right. We're in a state of mind to be easily startled. What we're thinking about never leaving this here town again.
Yeah. Hi.
Where would you go?
Where would I go?
You could go anywhere.
Oh, boy. If I could go anywhere? Oh. If I could get on the train,
chug-a-choo, chug-a-choo, chug-a-choo,
and travel through valleys and plains, I'd see the country through my window whizzing by, and I wouldn't stop and ask why. I'd say, get on this train and don't stop this until we're in Indianapolis. Get on this train and don't stop this until we're in Indianapolis.
Oh, Indianapolis, where the streets are paved with gold.
Wow.
And the air smells like ice cream, and the root beer's always gold. And the people, they gotta smile. If they've got an apple, they'll say, here, would you like to have this? Also, welcome to
Indianapolis,
until we're
in Indianapolis.
to being unemployed.
Yeah, back to wishing a train would exist. Oh, well. Good night, fellow bums.
Good night. Let's
good
go to
night.
Sleep right
I'm
here.
Gonna eat some beans.
Night, night.
Night, night.
Night, night.
Night,
night. Night, night. Now, Timmons.
Yes?
You're keeping us all awake with your loud, loud bean chewing.
I'm sorry. I got a stomach rumble. A rumble in my stomach.
That's not what was keeping me awake. It was the loud, loud smack and the smack of your two lips chewing them beans together.
Well, I gotta eat them beans to get rid of the stomach rumbling. You know?
Rustem, you know. Timmons gotta eat them beans.
Yeah, Rustem. Listen to Clemens.
All right, Clemens.
Y'all.
You eat them beans and I'll just plug up my ears with these stakes from the railroad.
No.
Keep that track together.
No, Rustem, use these pussy willows.
I'll put a pussy willow into my ear.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I surely will.
Night-night.
Oh, who could that be at this hour, knocking on our abandoned train door? Night-night.
Night-night.
Also,
that was me.
I was knocking two cans together as if to say, this is what it sounds like when you chew beans
Rustem,
real loud.
Please don't give such a hard time to Timmons. Please don't.
I'll be quiet. Let's go to sleep.
Even through the
good
pussy
night.
Willows, I could hear it.
Night, night.
Good night.
Night,
and night, night. Please, I'm sorry. I know it's a really late time in the night, J.K. Rowling, but could you please open up your hat store?
Oh, you want me to be selling a hat at this hour?
I'm so sorry to bother you. It's such a late hour in the day, but, excuse me, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Samuel Clemens, and, boy, I need a way to differentiate myself from my maybe dad.
Ah, you need a hat to make you a distinguished individual like none other.
Yeah, that's right. Me and my maybe dad, my maybe daddy.
Sure.
My maybe daddy. Oh, that's fun. My maybe daddy. We keep getting on confused for each other, and I need a hat from you, J.K. Rowling. The best haberdasher in this here town.
Well,
excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry to make you open up the store at this late, late hour
day. What are you talking about? You just said that to me.
Oh, no. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
Samuel Clemens.
Mark Twain, my maybe daddy.
Oh, you are two different
people. My maybe baby. Oh, I came here to individuate from him.
And I was trying to do the same. Oh, dang, if I don't fall so close to that dang tree, that's probably my daddy.
Well, it seems like you both came here with the same idea, which is distinguish yourself with a fashionable hat.
That's right.
Well, I think that's a grand idea. Here is a hat that is too big. I call it a hat grid. Hat grid, if you put it on your head, no one will think you are anybody else.
And this hat here, well, it looks like hair. Can I use it if you don't care? I really love your shop and I love your gig. This hat that's just hair you call a headwig.
That's right, a headwig and a hat grid. A headwig on top of that, a hat grid. You will have such incredible fashion if you wear this headwig and a hat grid. And for you, Mr. Twain, no two the same. We have to have something with yet another name. So perhaps you, let me see. A tiny, tiny hat, it's called a derby. A tiny, tiny hat, you can wear it on your finger. It's not big enough for your head. And over here we have a Godric Gryffindor, which is just what we call hats that are red.
Oh, well, I would love to have the teeny tiny one.
Oh, yeah, that teeny tiny hat that you call Dobby was like a teeny tiny derby. That's really funny.
Now, hold on, Samuel Clemens.
Well, what is it, maybe, Daddy?
I already selected the Dobby for myself.
Well, Pa, I was just saying please, I want to.
No.
Please, I want to.
Now, you could wear the Dobby Derby Wednesdays through Fridays and then share it. And if you had it my way, you could wear the headwig and the hackrid every other day. And that would be a way that you are definitely not the same.
I see. A haberdashery. We have split custody. My paternity is debatable, but this hat plan is explainable.
That's right, there are hats that you wear and hats that you share. If you hats that you wear and hats that you share.
Hats that you wear and hats that you share.
At my magical haberdashery.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you. I guess I'll start here with this Hedwig and a Hagrid.
I should tell you, though, that I think this is only a short-term solution to your problem.
I think you might be right, because on account of I wanted people to differentiate and so I could get looks in the town and not just on the farm, and I think that people will just get confused and they'll think, well, there's that people in the town had that little Dobby Derby, and they'll just think, oh, that's the same man, because only one man could have a Dobby Derby.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I just go hatless, Pa?
Okay, well, here's the thing. Number one, I'm only beginning to warm up to you calling me that.
Oh.
Number two, I think that you will look fantastic in whatever you select to wear. All of this has taught me it's too much effort to try to differentiate ourselves from one another, what with hat plans Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday, in that order.
It would be definitely hard. Even if you were wearing a Hedwig and you were wearing this other wig, I have a Flitwig. It's just another wig. It's very charming. Don't worry about it.
No, you are very good. Oh, J.K. Rowling, you are very, very good, and I really appreciate everything you do.
I would, and it's been... It's. I'd hate to be rude, but can I shuffle you guys out of here? I'm missing my cat, and I don't know where to find that fantastic beast, so I'm going to go keep looking for it, if you don't mind. I'm just going to keep searching for it.
Yeah, no, you go search for that fantastic beast, and like at the end of the day, I'm always going to like support you in those fantastic beasts, but I'm going to be disappointed.
No, I love my fantastic beast. I love everything about
it. Absolutely. There's no beast that could keep me from seeing what you do with those fantastic beasts. But
I'm loving it. We agree.
I'm
going to
be a little bit disappointed. I'm going to be a little bit disappointed on account of I feel like maybe this is not the medium that you excel in, and that there's a little bit of a learning curve.
I feel like everything is going perfect with my fantastic beasts. I just have to find where to find them. So, a good night to you both.
Good night.
Good night to you.
Gently close the door.
Well, I guess I'll just be on my way.
Yes, and I'll be on mine, for we live in different houses.
Ain't that the truth? Oh, a beautiful southern night.
A beautiful southern night.
Oh, I love the way the breeze brushes through the willow trees and the Spanish moss, and the air is as thick as peanut butter, and the drizzles of the humidity, they make such a beautiful dance on one's forehead and brow.
And here we are, just two American men, contemplating whether or not we're related.
Huh. I wonder when it's time. I wonder when time will finally be on our side. I wonder when, I wonder when he'll look at me with pride. But little does he know, I may be just here ready to falter. I'm not really his son, I'm secretly his daughter. And I put on this mustache and this fluffy hair, 'cause I thought only with the sun would he really care. I wonder when time will be on our side.
Ending my life alone, well, it makes me shiver. And I'm in the river, thrown back and forth by the tide. But will it be something more for me? Will time be on my side? I wonder
when
will time be on my side? End of my proverbial road.
When will things ever be not the same?
Vanessa Samuel Clemens. No, Flannery O'Connor is my name.
And yes, I wonder that as well as I open up my shop for hats. Will I ever find that most fantastic beast, my cat?
Fool.
What's that?
A train coming through the town.
The old on the abandoned tracks. A train running once again.
William, what are you doing? Get out of that dang old willow tree, please. I gotta talk to you.
Fine. What do you gotta say?
Will you? I tried to finally tell Mark Twain that he was my daddy, and I thought the best way to be honest with him would be to first impersonate a son, because I thought maybe that would be easier for him, but it ain't going at all as planned. Will you hop on this train with me and leave the South behind forever?
Leave the South behind forever? No, I won't.
William.
What?
I knew you weren't for me. I hope you find what you're looking for. And in the meantime, I hope your pain gives us some good old books to read.
Thank you. I'll never forget you, Flannery O'Connors.
No,
just the one?
No, it's just me.
O'Connor.
I'm Flannery O'Connor. Oh.
Choo-choo. Train's coming into town. I can see it, and that means our jobs are coming back. Ooh, chicka-choo, everybody wake up. Stop chewing those beans. The train is coming back. That means our lives are getting back on track.
Oh, yeah! Pull out that pussy willow that you got between your ears.
Hey, what? Beans!
We got a new day ahead. Goodbye to all our fears.
Can't hear you.
We're on our back. Yeah, we're ready to instruct.
Let's go!
As we get back our jobs and we get to conduct.
Back on track. We're getting back on track. Oh, what's that? I was being so aloof, but I think I hear my cat up on top of the hot tin roof.
Hey, that's a great idea for a play. Would you mind if I write that down?
Of course, Mr. Tennessee Williams. I like you very much.
Now I'll tip my hat to you. Cat on a hot tin roof. Goodbye. I'll go and write it now.
And now I will get on this train, and me and my cat will travel the land. If only there was someone who'd go on this journey with me. It'd sure be nice to have someone holding my hand.
Excuse me, JK.
Yes?
Can I sit here? Do you mind? It's true what I said. A good man is hard to find. And it's not in your fault.
Are you for real, Mark Twain?
I am no longer your maybe daddy, but your absolutely forever daddy.
Oh, thank you.
Samantha Clemens.
Is that my real name?
Well, it always was in my heart.
You're getting back on track.
I'll never forget you. Have a great vacation.
for me to call him daddy.
We're getting back on track. Back on track. Back on track.
Oh.
All aboard for Indianapolis!
Oh, wow! Wow! Indianapolis!
I never thought I'd see the day. Oh, and I never thought that you'd stop eating beans long enough to take it in.
I guess sometimes pigs fly.
Meow!
Hillary, can I just say, this thesis is the best thesis I've ever read. This closing paragraph where you imagine if many Southern writers transitioned to the Midwest and sort of extrapolated from there what that might have done to their writing and what, in fact, it would have done for our unity as a nation.
Yes, the cultural narrative and literature, yes.
I'm sorry, Professor. I'm just a TA, but as I love all of it.
Okay, careful. You are just a TA.
I love all of it.
Thank you. Your intonation tells me there's something else coming.
It's just that some of it feels like it is trending towards Harry Potter fan fiction a little bit, and like that section just feels tonally ajar, as if you were like, I don't know, part of my psyche maybe isn't as well versed in this. Let me bring in something else that I care really passionately about, and I like it a lot. I'm just wondering. You know what? Never mind. I like it. It was great.
Yeah, typically when I invite students into my office for office hours, I don't ever have a TA burst down the door and say, I'm sorry, I have to verbalize the thought.
I had thoughts!
Okay. Listen, here's what I'll say about that. As soon as art is out of the creator's hands, it becomes the world's. So I'm free to manipulate J.K. Rowling's and Southern Gothic writers all that I want, and you are free to draw your own conclusions from my work.
You're right. And you know what, Hillary? When I really think about what you wrote, I'm sure of one thing. You're gonna keep on writing.
You think?
That's definitely the path that you're on.
Wow. Thank you so much.
And specifically, I'm seeing novels.
Really?
Novels and novels and novels.
Do you think?
Lots of sad, depressing novels.
That's amazing. Because as it stands now, I can't make myself sit at my laptop for extended periods of time. But do you say novels? Novels. Yes, that's what my future will be. I'll be a writer.
After other things. You guys, happy June. You know, the month of June is always fun because it's Pride Month, and it's extra special for us this year because we are celebrating Earwolf Pride all month long. We hope you will join us by getting Queerwolf, see what we did there, and checking out some of our shows that you may not know about. You can listen to intimate conversations and interviews on shows like Homophilia, it's amazing, Queery with comedian Cameron Esposito, also amazing, and Getting Curious with the one and only Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye. You guys, honestly, what more could you want? But if you do want more, laugh your face off while listening to live stand-up on Put Your Hands Together and getting the perfect combination of political and pop culture hot takes on Throwing Shade. And in honor of Pride Month, select Earwolf shows will be releasing some of their favorite episodes featuring the most talented, hilarious LGBTQ plus guests for free. That's right, you can listen to special archived episodes of shows like Comedy Bang Bang and How Did This Get Made all month long. So celebrate Pride Month with Earwolf and listen to your favorite LGBTQ plus shows now. Subscribe to Queery, Homophilia, Throwing Shade, Put Your Hands Together, or Getting Curious on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Do it.
Hi!
Oh my gosh, hi!
What a delight.
Gosh, hi.
Wow, you guys, thank you so much for having me.
You were crushed it.
Great.
I mean, this the joy of song.
We haven't done a historical one, and this was very accurate in the way we
this
did it.
This was perfectly accurate. Yeah.
Educational, I think.
Yeah, I think a lot of people learned a lot.
I think everyone learned a lot. Let us know what you learned. Let us know what you learned later. But right now, we'd like to do a segment with you. This one comes from, if you want to send us a segment, hit us up, use the hashtag OffBookPod to just tell someone about the show, or you can use it to suggest a segment to us that we do at the end of the show.
Dang, buds, will you tell people about this show, please?
We need you to tell people about it so we can keep doing it. So please do that.
Tell them.
Tell them. This one comes to us from Patty on Twitter at BananenParty.
Ooh, very good.
This one's called Discussion Time.
I'm scared.
You take a question with three choices, like what are the best pets, dogs, cats, or parrots? Everyone is going to pick one, and then we rap battle about it.
Oh, shoot.
So.
Great.
Everyone pick.
Should we do animals, or do you want to do a different category?
If you've got a different category, we can do that.
Oh, it's just, this is a crazy one. Feel free to, like, shoot this down right away.
Okay.
First of all.
No!
Okay, let's do animals.
Okay, no. What was the one you were going to say, though?
There aren't three. I was trying to think of, like, naturally occurring threes.
I'll pick a third thing and the thing that there's only two of.
I have a four.
Oh, what you got?
Seasons.
Wow.
Great. Pick a season.
Okay, right now?
Yeah.
Fall.
Great. Which one do you want?
Summer, baby.
Okay. I'll do spring.
Okay.
Sorry, winter.
Left out
in the cold.
You got fucked.
Oh, whoa! She's ready. Literal high fives.
Okay. Here we go. Battle of three seasons.
Yeah. Get out of here, Frankie Valli. This is not your four seasons music. It's your three seasons, baby. Coming at you on the seasons, you're a bummer. You know I'm all about that hot heat summer. I want that sweaty, sticky, icky, icky heat. You know I want it when I'm walking down the street. And if you're feeling like you're feeling getting mean, you know every day it can end with ice cream. And you know it's the season, it's always so cool. Cause it's the season that you don't have school.
Yeah, now shut up, cause here is the thing. There is only one good season and it's spring. Everybody knows that spring is the best. It's when animals get down with animal sex. And like plants, they be growing up out of the ground. And the animal sex making a loud sound. Dogs, birds and bees. Everyone be fucking in the ground and trees.
Listen up now, this is off the handle. Because it's time for a candle. Pumpkin spice, it is so nice. I will roll the dice, it'll come up. Hey guys, what's up? That's because this is fall. Autumnal, fuck y'all. Other seasons, those are not good. Yo, you wanna be filled with elation. I'm the season that you're most likely on vacation. You're traveling all around the world. You're having little flings with those boys and girls. And you're maybe kissing underneath up here at the beach. Having those dreams that are out of your reach. And you can end your day with a corn dog. I'm the season with the best memories like a hug.
Yeah, that's right, but I got the power to bring a little rain. It's like a spring shower. Although, here is my pick. We can all agree the winter can suck on my dick. Winter is the worst, and I'm proud to say. If you are a season like that, just go away. Nobody loves winter, it's the worst. But you know that spring said it first.
What's up? What's the sexiest thing you've ever seen? That's right, it's a girl on Halloween, yeah. She is dressed up as an animal, but with a lingerie, y'all. What's up? This is not the
sure didn't miss this. Are you telling me that the season, like, Christmas takes place technically inside of the fall, or is it not that late? That would mess me up at all.
What the? I'm fall! I stole Christmas from you! I don't care about any of the other seasons! That's not a good reason! Yes, this is a point I do not want to miss. Winter on, yes, it's past in the 25th. But the season as it leads up to it, yeah, that's in the fall, and yes, I knew it, because normally the season starts on like 2-0. That's why fall is ultimately the hero. Winter only has those last 5 days, and by that, maybe you're filled with a little holiday malaise.
All right, I get you on what you're saying, but I think we all agree that winter can suck on my nuts and, like, really just right go right to hell. Winter, guess what? You go right to hell.
Winter,
go right to hell.
Fucking winter, you go right to hell.
Oh, is it brimstony? I hope you like the smell, because winter, you go right to hell. Winter, you know we love you.
Oh my gosh.
It got so brutal in there.
I do not love winter. Think about that. You know what month, like, January, like, goes on? February, it's short, which rules. March, what the hell?
February,
is...
tight. You're so short.
February,
hey,
you're
thanks.
Keeping it tight.
February's keeping it tight and
but
keeping
like,
it right.
Winter, you're like, oh my God, I love Christmas. This is why I brought this up, because you're like, oh my God, I love Christmas and stuff, like, which I do. This is me saying this. Oh my God, I love Christmas.
Right.
But like, the season lead up is mostly the fall. So you, like, winter has those 5 good days, and then it's like the drudgery.
Yeah.
That's what winter is. January through March. Like,
yeah, but don't you find holidays wonderful, but then ultimately at the end exhausting? And so then I kind of want just weeks where nothing is happening.
Yes, that's true. But think about, like, hey, how's March 10th for you? It's fucking lame.
It's but that's
when I celebrate
okay,
March 10th of the Penguins. That's a holiday that I came up with.
You're right. Let us all keep March 10th of the Penguins in our hearts. This has been Off Book. Oh my gosh. Give it up for producer Dana on the drums.
Give it up for Scott Passarella on the keys. Purdue engineer Brett, thank you so much.
Woo!
Hillary Ann Matthews, thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much for teaching me your ways.
Shout out to the people where they can find you. Not this isn't a shout out to the people. You right now, tell the people where they can find you.
I'm on Instagram at Hillary Ann Matthews. And also, I just want to give a shout out to all the people, just like wherever you are, whoever you are.
Shout out to the people. We hear you, we see you, we feel you.
Shout out to the people. I don't know. It just felt like...
No, it was good.
It felt like it needed a sting. Like,
it did.
Shout out to the people.
Yeah, like that.
It just felt like it needed... You know, it felt like it needed like a...
Shout out to the people.
That's right. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Please continue to listen. Tell a friend. Like, subscribe.
Yeah.
Write a comment. Get involved with hashtag OffBookPod.
Tell them.
You know what would be really helpful? Newer listeners that didn't listen when we were yelling at you to all do this at the very beginning. Please write us an iTunes review.
Yeah, it's just like they have a weird algorithm that helps populate like why we get suggested for other people. And you guys, it would be super helpful. And we love all of you already. And we just want more of you because we love every one of you as individuals and as a whole.
Yeah, and as we say at the end of every episode, when you shout out to the people,
you can't fit them all in that steeple.
It's too small, guys.
Too small.
Shout out to the people. Where were you?